Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process, starting with Iowa, first in the nation. The Iowa Democratic Party has a problem. For those who don't know, the caucuses take place on an often brutally cold February evening, and they last hours. This isn't doable for everyone. In 2016, the caucus turnout was just 15.7%, and the Democratic National Committee is now mandating caucuses be more accessible. The Iowa Democratic Party proposed a telecaucus where people could phone in their candidate preferences. Nevada, another early caucus state, planned to have something similar, but the DNC has decided that both Iowa and Nevada must look for a new solution to low turnout.
The caucus, you have motions, you have debate, and there's no way to carry that out in the proposed telecaucus. The wheeling and dealing that goes on in a caucus is a very real thing which causes people to take into account political considerations, which you don't do in just stepping into a polling booth, checking off a box on your ballot.
University of Iowa computer science professor Douglas Jones agrees with the DNC. He co-chaired an Iowa City caucus in the last election and studies election security. More on that later. But despite the historical low turnout and the DNC's new directive, modern Iowa caucuses are more inclusive than they once were. In our Ames studio, KHOI's Ursula Rudenberg went back in time with Richard Bender to talk about his part in forming the modern Iowa caucuses. While the Vietnam War was raging in 1968, there was a close vote on an anti-war plank of the party platform, but it was shut out by local caucus leadership. Then, anti-war delegates were maneuvered out of the state convention.
That was not viewed as very fair. And that created quite a bit of anger. Similar events had happened in Woodbury County and at Wapello County in earlier years. This was not a rarity that you had, you know, one side frozen out.
That changed when Bender got a job working for the Iowa Democratic Party in 1970 and proposed a new system of proportional representation.
You wouldn't have one side with a very thin majority getting almost all the delegates. In January of 1972... I was the sole person doing the counting of all the caucuses in Iowa. We had two phones at Democratic headquarters. I borrowed a calculator.
But despite technology's advancements, the solution to non-hackable remote voting hasn't yet been implemented. Again, Professor Jones.
There is no what's called a public key infrastructure, which would be a cryptographic framework which we could run on as a nation that would allow us to be sure that people are who they say they are when they're dealing electronically.
Jones said he thinks that voter verification will be one of the biggest obstacles to remote electronic voting of any kind. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.